Let's see. Oh, I should clarify for the recording. Okay. We are in Chovas Halavavas, Shah HaBitochen, Perek Dalid. We're in the middle of discussing Bitochen in the realm of our interpersonal relationships. So in my lifetime edition, it's page Shin Dalid Men. Up till now, he talked about how you apply bitachon and what your attitude should be in your family circle, your social circle. Now, how do you apply bitachon al elikov? The inyane mishu lemala mimenu umishu lemata mimenu mikito is bnei adam. He breaks your social life, your interpersonal life, into a few different categories, right? We had your family, your immediate circle. Then we have those who are above you and those who are under you in your life. What do we mean by that? What we mean by that, for example, is a person who is an employer and has others working under him, or an employee who has an employer over him, a person who's a ruler, or a teacher, a person who's a ruler and has subjects under him, a person who's a teacher and has students under him, a student who has a teacher over him, people who are subject to others, or people who are in charge of others. So, haponim hayisharim loy. The way to approach this properly is, kshiyaviyasei hatzorech levakesh chefetz. When it becomes necessary to request of something, mimishu lemala mimenu, or lemata mimenu, when you depend on the performance of somebody else, let's say you depend on an employee to get a certain job done, okay? Or you depend on an employer to give you a check at the end of the month. So sheyivtach boy al eloikov. When it comes to all these things, where you are depending on somebody else for some need, some affair. So once again, here's where bitachon gets a little trickier. Bitachon, let's say when it comes to health, when it comes to parnasa in a general way, it's easier to say these things are min hashamayim, and when something goes wrong, chalila, we say, okay, this was the will of Hashem. It gets a bit more tricky when we're dealing with another person. And the other person, well, let's see, there's two sides of the coin. When the person does perform properly, and when the person does not. When he does provide, deliver, and when he doesn't deliver. So let's see. Sheyiv tach ba'al elikom. Here also, you have to approach with the same approach. This is about Hashem. Whether this is going to succeed or not, whether the goods are going to be delivered or not, is not a matter of this person. This is Hashem making the decision for me. And once again, you're using this person as a means of ishtadlus. That's all it is. It's not that you're handing it over to this person by saying, you know, I'm depending on you to have this job done by XYZ. Once again, it's a matter of ishtadlus. It's not that really it depends on this person. You're using him in the same way. Just as when it comes to Parnasa, so you understand Parnasa is from Hashem. Let's say a farmer is going to be planting his field, and he understands that planting the field is a shtadlus, and then Hashem decides it'll provide his sustenance. So the same thing here. I tell this person, I need my home. I tell a contractor, I need my home completed by this and this date. And by the way, when you do that, you should always place the date significantly earlier. Whatever the case is, with the padding, you put it into the contractor's hands, and now you're depending on him to have your home ready when you need it. Okay? So understand that this also is a matter of bitachon. It's not a matter of now it's in the hands of the contractor. So he said, it's the same as other areas of Ishtablus. You are a farmer. You're going to plant your field with the understanding that this is Ishtablus, and the yield of the field is going to be Hashem's decision. If Hashem decides, okay, you did this Ishtablus, and I'm going to provide your panos through this Ishtablus, so so the field will sprout properly. Now, when it does, would anybody start worshiping the field? Now, as I said, there are two sides to the coin. We have to apply bitachon in the event that the person you're depending on does deliver. And we have to apply bitachon when the person that you're depending on does not deliver. How does that work? So let's go back to the analogy of the field. If you approached planting a field understanding that this is the expected ishtablus of you, you planted, and then the field delivered. You are not then going to thank the field. You're not going to get down on your hands and knees and kiss the field. You shouldn't do that, because that shows that you are seeing the field as the cause of your success. No, it's that Hashem decided you should have a successful season, and therefore, He decided to provide it through this medium of your field. It's not that you made a great choice by deciding to put your efforts into this field. Had you done Ishtablus, a good, reasonable Ishtablus in some other area, you would have had the same success. Because again, Hashem decided you're going to have the success. You did your Ishtablus, and Hashem provided the success through that means of Ishtablus. So you're not going to go thank the field now. You're not going to really attribute the success. You're not going to name the field as the cause of the success. Your work in the field was a ticket you had to punch in order for Hashem to then give you what He decided for you. Now, so yes, that's one side of bitachon. When it is successful, we have to remember that. That's what the Chazal are trying to impress on us. Bitachon is not just that when things are not going great, you have to have the right attitude about it. But when things are going great, you have to have the right attitude about it. You have to remember that it's not the means. The means are not the cause, but rather, it's Hashem who decided that this should succeed. And, if Hashem decides that for whatever reason, I do not want your sustenance coming through this field. So you did your Ishtadlus, but the ground will not sprout. Or it might sprout, but something might go wrong. Maybe locusts will come, something like that. You won't end up eating the produce. And you're not then going to say, oh, what a lousy piece of land. I guess the guy who would kiss the land in the event that it delivers, would then, in the event that it doesn't deliver, might come out with a baseball bat and start slamming the ground. You're not going to get mad at the ground. You're not going to understand that the reason that the ground did not deliver is because now Hashem decided that this should not be a successful season. Now, we have to. Now this is easier to apply when we're talking about inanimate objects. It becomes trickier when we're talking about people. V'chein kisheyevakesh me'achad me'em chefetz. The same applies. When you have some need, something that needs to get done, some affair, that you need to ask somebody else to do it for you. Excuse me. You need to ask someone else to do it for you. So again, you go about reasonable hishtadlus in trying to ask a qualified person to do the job for you, and trying to entrust a qualified person with what you need to happen. But again, you relate to him as he does not really have the power to determine whether it's going to happen or not. a person who's capable, don't be over-trusting. You have to identify a person who's capable as your form of ishtadlus. But then don't say, wow, I have the right man. Say, if Hashem decided this should work, I did a good ishtadlus by locating the right person. Now I'm going to sit back and see what Hashem decided. And then you put your trust in Hashem. You say, now it's in the hands of Hashem to decide if this should work or not. I once went accompanied an uncle of mine. I had an uncle who was ill. He had some sort of complication with an illness that they couldn't deal with here, and they had to send him to a very prestigious hospital in the States. I was learning in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and as the American nephew, my father's side of the family is Israeli. So I was like the, when I came to learn here in Eretz Yisrael, I was like the American relative landing from Mars into a very big, extended Israeli family. And this uncle went to the hospital in America. I went along as the interpreter. So he was supposed to be operated on by a very great doctor, a very, very prestigious doctor. He was sent to the hospital for this doctor. So my uncle was a very blunt, Bnei Braker, and I was doing the interpreting. It wasn't always fun because, you know, my uncle was very, very, he was very sharp. But actually this doctor fell in love with him. They used to have a good time with each other. They enjoyed each other's sharpness, and I was the interpreter. And as they were talking about the surgery, so my uncle told me to tell him, you know, this is a complicated surgery. I hope that God will decide to deem you a worthy medium. He told me to tell that to the doctor. And the doctor wasn't offended at all. His response was, this is a complicated surgery, and believe me, I can use all the help I can get. Now, I'll just note, it doesn't necessarily mean he was a very big tzaddik. Whenever we talked about God, he was very pious, but any time we insinuated anything about any other doctor in the field, he had to make it very, very sure who was actually the superior one. But whatever the case is, this really is the idea. You need to engage a doctor. Don't put the full weight of your trust on the fact that this is a doctor with a chashuv reputation. No. You have to say to yourself, once again, my fate, the outcome of this surgery, Hashem is going to decide. I did my ishtadlus by trying to locate the most qualified man so that I cooperated with Hashem in the most optimal way. Then, if indeed that person who's serving as the medium provides the goods, then you thank Hashem for having given you your need. And you also have to express your gratitude to the medium for having the goodwill to have done it for you. Okay, we're in the middle of a subtle point. We're going to stop here because I suspect that there may be people who want to make myers. So we'll end here for tonight. Good night and a Freilichen Chanukah.